Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Yep, he's done it again, folks.
Oh, no, not again. Oh, my. Oh, my. Oh, my goodness gracious.
Named to Talkers Magazine's Heavy 100 for the third year in a row.
It's not the first time. It won't be the last.
He's Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
We're back. It's 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me today. It's my pleasure to be part of your day, and if you just tuned in, welcome aboard. My website is www.smallbusinessadvocate.com. I hope you'll subscribe to my free newsletter, and I hope you'll also subscribe to the RSS capability of our blog, which we'll send to you Monday through Friday. The newsletter comes by email. It comes by every Sunday afternoon, and it gets you ready for the week ahead, and it also includes the schedule. In addition to a couple of articles, one that's sort of a general small business article, and the other one, second article, is shorter and a little bit more motivational, inspirational. And then we have the schedule, the people who are going to be on the show coming up in the 5 days ahead. So I hope you'll subscribe to that. It's free, as is our blog. And you can just get the blog on the website if you want, or we'll send it to you every day. Every Monday through Friday. Karen Kerrigan, ladies and gentlemen, has been a Brain Trust member just about as long as anybody. There are only maybe two or three people who have been longer than her, and if that, only by two or three days. One of the very first guests that we ever had on the show way back in 97. She and I have already celebrated our 8th anniversary. She's the president and the founder of Small Business and Entrepreneurship Council, and as you've heard, and also the president of Women Entrepreneurs Incorporated. And as you've heard me say many times, pound for pound, nobody does more for small business than Karen Kerrigan. Karen, welcome back to the show.
Thanks, Jim. Who are those people that beat me at the... you know how competitive I am.
I know you are. Well, you're not going to rub them out or anything, are you, Karen?
No, not me.
No. Well, you know, there are, you were here, I think, like the second week or something like that. We were on the air, and I still have, actually, Beverly Williams and Ellen Frankenberg. Those two ladies have been around maybe a little bit longer than you, but literally only because of days. And anyway, it puts you in a pretty high position in our estimation around here. Not only because of your tenure, but because of what you do for small business owners. And what I'd like to do now, Karen, if you don't mind, could you give us a little quick tour of what was accomplished in Washington, D.C. for small business owners, for small businesses in 2005. Give us a little bit of a review.
Well, you know, really the agenda is incomplete. I mean, there's a lot to be done. You know, this is the second session of the Congress, and a lot of things have been advanced in the House. And now we just have to sort of work real hard to get this stuff through the Senate.
But did anything get put to bed? Was there anything that you think of?
Well, there was some legal reform. There was a couple of trade agreements that I think are going to be very beneficial for small business. So we continue to sort of move down this track of opening up the international marketplace for small firms to grow their business and find new markets and sell their services and their wares abroad.
Mm-hmm.
There was bankruptcy reform, which some will say benefited small business, and others would say, well, there was some items in the bankruptcy bill that actually maybe hurt entrepreneurship a little bit because it makes it even more risky now to start a business. So it was, I would say, we continue to move in the right track.
We continued to accrue some pretty advantageous tax policy though, didn't we?
Oh yeah, absolutely. But we have to still make some of the key tax relief and incentive measures either extend them or make them permanent.
Let's get them permanent.
Well, absolutely. I mean, that's sort of our... That's our agenda.
I mean, I know that's what you work on all the time.
Right. I mean, whether it's Section 179 expensing, mm-hmm. you know, cap gains, individual income tax rates, you know, the whole range of things, AMT relief. We believe that, you know, those tax provisions really were important to getting the economy going and then helping us weather a lot of the uncertainty and the bad weather, you know, actually over the past, particularly over the past year, and that, you know, we just need to continue to feed that fuel into the fire to help us continue this great economic growth that we've
Absolutely.
Really been experiencing.
Which is what I want to talk to you about when we come back. But also, when we come back, I want to talk about how we did on AMT, alternative minimum tax. Are we moving toward getting that abolished? And I'm going to ask Karen when we come back, how are we doing on association health plans, AHPs, which is a big deal, something small business owners in America really need. 20 till. Stay with us. We'll be right back. Welcome back. It's 17 till. I just had to let it run there for a while, folks. That's The Who on the rock opera Tommy. That's some great guitar, isn't it? Welcome back. It's good to be with you. Karen Kerrigan is our guest. I'm Jim Blassingame, the small business advocate, and we're rocking and rolling with our good friend Karen. And she's the chairman and the president and the CEO and the founder of Small Business and Entrepreneurship Council. Many of you will remember Ray Keating, who's on the show with us a lot. And Ray is a member of this outstanding organization. He's the chief counsel for chief economist for. He'll be Karen. He'd be mad at me if he thought I called him an attorney, wouldn't he? that wouldn't work at all.
I'll
have some fun with him about that. But when he's back on the show, chief economist for the SBE Council, and as I say, folks, pound for pound. Nobody does more for small business than Karen and her organization. Karen, we were talking about AMT, alternative minimum tax, which is affecting more and more Americans. My instinct, Karen, is that we made a little progress. We didn't get it done. We didn't get the AMT abolished. But that in terms of changing minds a little bit, getting people to believe that this really is an evil tax, not that any tax is sweet, but this one is truly evil. I have the sense that we've made a little progress. Am I wrong about that?
Oh, no, you're absolutely right. I mean, you do have folks on both sides of the aisle. Representative Charlie Rangel, who's the...
Of New York?
Who is the ranking minority member on the Ways and Means Committee. More and more he and other Democrats are hearing from their constituents that this thing is driving them crazy, this AMT tax. So there is bipartisan support for reform. I mean, we do need to abolish it. It's, you know, but the big problem is that on the one hand, they're hearing how inequitable it is and how more in the middle class are being swept up into it. But on the other hand, you got the tax writing committees and members of Congress seeing how much money it's going to be bringing
in. What's it, about $50 billion or something?
The point is, you got to get rid of it before it brings in that much money.
That's right.
Because politicians spend it, and then it becomes impossible to get rid of it.
It'll become even more of a drug than it is right now.
It is. I mean, it is really, but you're right. We are making progress. I mean, there is a bill moving through the House right now that would abolish it. You know, I do think that, you know, this is going to be a tax that eventually we are going to be able to see some major reform on. The taxpayer advocate at the IRS's office has called for its abolishment. So there is pretty much, you know, broader support for getting rid of it. But it always comes down to dollars and cents, that they see how much it generates in tax revenues. And what do you replace with it? Well, we say cut spending, you know, but hey, in Washington, that's
well,
a lot
this
easier
is,
said than done.
It's affecting more and more small businesses, because most small businesses file their taxes as individuals, even though if they may be incorporated, most of them are our sub S's or our LLCs, and it rolls down, it rolls up or down to their personal return, and it affects more of them. And the more this tax is having to be paid, the more precious working capital is taken out of small businesses. And I'm anything like that, I'm against it. Karen, let's move over and talk about association health plans. I heard almost not a peep out of AHPs to any great degree in 2005, and that was troubling. Maybe I just didn't hear when it was being spoken about, but I wish that we could get the momentum going for that again.
Well, again, you know, earlier in the session, in the late winter of last year, early spring, a bill did pass the House. Again, you know, we're sort of clogged up over on the Senate side.
Mm-hmm.
And I mean, we are getting more and more support for AHPs on the Senate side.
Folks, just to clarify, if you don't know what this is, this would give small businesses the same opportunity to buy and negotiate for and buy health care across state lines the same way that General Motors and United Airlines and AT&T does, and is the same way as trade unions have the same ability, but small business owners don't have the ability, and so we aren't able to have the most competitive health care capability available to us. And what this also allows is it allows us to join with organizations like yours, Karen, or like Chamber of Commerce or our trade groups to band together and buy group health care and offer it to their members across state lines.
Right. And
that's what we're working on.
It only makes sense. I mean, it just shows you again how inequitable federal law is in terms of how it treats different groups. So we're pushing for that in the Senate. The other thing we're pushing for, which has made tremendous progress very quickly in the House, is the Healthcare Choice Act, Shadegg's bill, which would allow individuals, you know, who live in New York to buy their insurance policy out of Illinois if it's more cheaper and it's something their family needs. That actually has made its way out of committee, and we expect a full House vote on that in the very near future.
But we're stuck in the Senate, right?
No, it will be. You know, it will be. The culture of the Senate has to change. I mean, but, you know, we're getting there. We're getting there. I think, you know, and small businesses play a huge part in this. They have to help us. They have to speak up. They have to contact their member of Congress. You know, our members on the Hill are very, very sensitive to what their people think back home, more sensitive than what we say in Washington. So it's our job, really, to gin up support out in the hinterlands for these important things.
Small Business and Entrepreneurship Council, ladies and gentlemen, sbecouncil.org is the website. When we come back, I'm going to get Karen to tell us a little bit more about that organization. You've heard it before, but I want her to remind us about it. And then we're going to talk about what else she and her organization are working on my behalf and your behalf for 2006. Tintel, stay with us. We'll be right back. Spinning at the mercy of an unrelenting force. So we stare into. Welcome back. It's 7 till. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate, and we're having a great visit with our good friend Karen Kerrigan, the president and CEO of Small Business and Entrepreneurship Council. Recently celebrated their 10th anniversary. You're actually in your 11th year, aren't you, Karen?
We're going in our 12th now.
That's right. Wait a minute. How the years have flown, Karen.
I know.
It was
the
year before last I helped you celebrate your anniversary.
Yes, that's right.
I can't believe this. That's right. You're in your 12th. Right. Well, congratulations on that, folks. And that's just an example of the high quality of their organization. Tell us a little bit about SBE Council.
You bet. We are we're calling ourselves the nation's advocate for small business owners here in Washington, D.C., and in the states, because we continually look at legislation and policy and regulation and other types of initiatives that impact entrepreneurs and small business owners. We lobby up on the Hill. We testify before Congress. We bring in our members to do the same. And we're just here to look out for the small business owner, look out for their interest here in the nation's capital, and there's a lot going on. So we have 70,000 members, and we continue to grow our membership, and we sure could use the support from small business owners out there. So,
well, folks,
visit our website at sbecouncil.org.
It's a power-packed website. If you want to find out what's going on in Washington with regard to small business, if you want to find out some of the things small business owners are doing, some of the work that they're doing, some of the work Ray is doing, Karen, has really been catching on over the years, some of the research that he's been doing on the importance of small businesses and how the states treat their own small businesses. It's becoming a really hot topic and hot property. Folks, I encourage you to check it out. I encourage you to go to their website, join this organization. And by the way, many of you will remember that one of my annual resolutions that I encourage you to adopt is that you will become more involved in politics. Now, that doesn't mean that you run for office, although that'd be great if you had the time. But that means that you join with, you associate yourself with an organization like Karen's, so that you can let her take your small resources that you contribute if you can, or you just your support of their efforts, and they take that and let them leverage that, all of us together, leverage that on the Hill in Washington, D.C., and in the White House, and across the country in the state houses. Karen, that's the way you guys have been able to get things done for us. And folks, Karen is very influential in Washington, D.C., especially anything to do with small business. And Karen, again, I've said it before, but I'll say it again, thanks for all you do for us.
Oh, gosh. Yeah, I mean, this is a great job. I love what I'm doing.
It is, isn't it? Small business owners are so lovable.
Yeah, but we're only as influential as in terms of what we bring to the table, and that's our members. So we have great members, but we need more sort of joining us in this fight for small business on Capitol Hill.
Right.
And so we could really use the support and the activism of small business owners across America.
What is going on? Is small business going to get lost in the shuffle with all the acrimony that everybody keeps telling me in Washington that we're going to be having this year? They tell me that the Abramoff thing is going to metastasize throughout the year and throughout so many different organizations. Are we going to wind up getting pushed to the back?
You know, I don't think so. I think one of the things with respect to the Abramoff scandal is that a lot of his emails and the bad stuff, if you will, has already been, you know, out there from the McCain hearings.
Mm-hmm.
Some of it is overblown, but some of it is pretty serious, with respect to, his relationship with members of Congress, particularly members of Congress and politicians. So I don't think it'll be as big as what people predict it will be, but I don't think, but that's not to minimize it either. I think it's important. I do think, though, I mean, look at, it's everyone's interest to do stuff in Washington for their constituents, and that includes small business going into an election year. So I do think there will be some progress made. We're going to be focusing on a few things. One, obviously, we've been asked to weigh in on the Alito nomination, and we'll be doing that. Eminent domain abuse, we've been working very, very strong on that issue. We got legislation through the House. Now we're working to get it passed through the Senate that would protect small business owners from eminent domain abuse at the local level.
Right.
Certainly our bread and butter basket, you know, taxes, health care, you name it, we'll be pushing. I think we're going to continue to get things done because it's in everyone's interest to do so.
Well,
we just
got
to make sure that what gets done is in the interest of small business.
Absolutely. And we're going to do what we can to continue to support you and going to continue to give you the time to tell us about what you're doing and the progress we're making and where you need us to help you. Thank you, Karen,
Thanks, Jim.
You do. And have a happy new year.
Happy new year to you.
Karen Kerrigan, ladies and gentlemen, with the SBE Council. Put a .org on the end. That's their website. I'll be back on the other side of the news. I'm Jim Blassingame. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.